Leo Carlson starts up the ice. A feed right wing, Terry back to Leo. Gliding through center. Carlson to Terry. Moving side of the net. A shot, save, rebound, score! The Ducks win the game in overtime on Leo Carlson's goal.
Leo Carlson stays with it. There was traffic in and around the blue paint. Jeremy Swayman looked like he was down and out, and Leo Carlson puts all of his might into that shot, buries it, a big-time goal, and the game winner in overtime.
Justice served. Oh, my. Took a while to get that out. I'm so excited here, but the Ducks earned it. They win the game 3-2. With a minute 21 to go on the 3-on-3, it should be a happy flight over to Detroit, I would guess.
I'd say so. It's one of those moments where that killer instinct, right? It's just this killer instinct that has been with this Ducks team for, of course, heading into tonight's game. Six out of the past seven games have resulted in wins in another big-time performance, the goaltending. Of course, that was a tough break, that non-goal, and then proceeded to be called a goal, the geeky blast that tied it up at two. But didn't faze this Ducks team. They stuck with it. What a big-time overtime goal by number 91, Leo Carlson.
Okay, so we're short on time, so we're going to give you Emerson Edom, Alexis Downey here to talk and talk about this 3-2 victory over the Bruins, and then we'll see you again tomorrow night. Talk to you from Detroit. Guys, take it away.
Steve, before we begin the post-game show, we should send it to break, and then we'll bring it back and keep chatting it up about the game.
I think we could all use a breather. All right, let's take a timeout. Come back with the post-game. Just a moment. Hooray, hooray. The Ducks win in OT here on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Hey everyone, Adnan and Burke here to talk about our great podcast, NHL Unscripted, with Burke and Demers.
Jason Demers here. After playing 700 NHL games, it turns out I have an opinion or two.
Whoever's saying trade one of them,
you don't know anything about hockey. I'm on the bandwagon. I'm rooting for this team. With new guests every week, we will talk about hockey and more.
Can't wait till you watch the movie, because it's the biggest award of her career.
He went into the cheetah exhibit, the cheetah took a piece out of him, and he came into the ring the next day.
Tune into NHL Unscripted with Burke and Demers and the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Make your next trip to Honda Center for an Anaheim Ducks game even more exciting by participating in the 50-50 raffle. Not only could you take home a huge cash prize, but you'll also be helping make a difference right here in the Southern California community. Thanks to the support of fans like you, the 50-50 raffle has raised over $5 million for the Anaheim Ducks Foundation since its inception. Visit anaheimducks.com/5050raffle for more information. That's anaheimducks.com/5050raffle.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stopatnothing. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downing, exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
It took an extra period of hockey, but the Anaheim Ducks got it done on the road to kick off their three-game road trip here at TD Garden tonight, taking on the Boston Bruins. The final score, 3-2. Leo Carlson with the game winner. Such an exciting ending to this game. Alongside Emerson Edom, I'm Alexis Downey. Emmer, it started out really good for the Ducks in that first period. The second period, they were plagued by penalties. The third, kind of back and forth a little bit. And that call, we're going to get to that. But there was a lot of action overall as I'm saying all of this. So many things happening in this period.
Well, as you said, I mean, the good guys, they come to this game with a two-goal lead early on. And they didn't quite maybe keep the momentum. But I tell you what, it seemed to be penalty after penalty in that second period that really just halted this Anaheim Ducks momentum. Although the Boston Bruins did indeed get a power play goal, they fended off a lot of that time. Great clears, great sticks, great gap for a lot of that. Overly aggressive than I'd say probably I've ever seen really with this Ducks PK. So I think once again, the special teams, the game within the game, it's all part of that killer instinct, right, that we're really seeing with this Ducks team. I mean, they will not give up. They won't back down. And just the comeback for the Boston Bruins and the solidifying on that goal from Leo Carlson, it's just that killer instinct that's so fun to watch here with this Ducks team.
7 wins in their last 8 games. Things are going well for the Anaheim Ducks, and we weren't sure how the break would treat them, if they'd have any type of fatigue coming out of it, but that didn't seem to be the case in the first period. Let's get into the highlights from the first period. Early in the game, John Gibson, who got the start in the net, made a huge save, just laying flat on the ice, and that was important at that point in the period to keep it a scoreless game, as the Ducks then went on to get the first goal in this one. Trevor Zegras, 17-26 into the first period.
Puck played ahead for Carlson. Up ahead for Zegras in front. Zegras has it. Score! Trevor Zegras on a little give and go. Got the puck back in front of the net. Fired it by Swayman. And the Ducks score a late first period goal to go up by a 1-0 count.
What a goal by Trevor Zegras. The whole building looked to the weak side and thought Jack Lundholm was going to fire that initial pass from Trevor Zegras. Well, he tapped it right back to the near side. Trevor Zegras makes no mistake on the doorstep, puts it shelf. What a goal.
Nice passing play there between Zegras and Jackson Lacombe, who we got to hear from at the end of the first period, but we weren't sure who was going to shoot that puck, and ended up being Zegras, and worked out.
And just a note on Jackson Lacombe, he blocked that shot there in overtime. Yeah. and hobbled off the ice, so let's hope he's okay. He's just been such a positive factor here over the whole course of the season for the Anaheim Ducks. That would be indeed a huge loss, so let's hope he's okay. In a big-time block shot at that, right? Came at a crucial time there in overtime. But going back to that goal, yeah, I thought he was going to rip that one home short side. Gives it back to Z on the back door near side, and what a finish. I mean, puts it shelf Z, and he continues to just play better and better.
1-0 at that point. The Ducks were able to get another one. Frank Vetrano, the next goal scorer, late in the period, 19-22, redirecting the puck right in front of the net.
Anaheim back, have a little more jump in their strides here after scoring the game's initial goal a moment ago. Here's Lacombe for Gudas in front. A shot, they score! Yeah! A redirect in front of the net by Frank Vetrano. Perfect position by him. Perfect pass from outside. And Frank Vetrano's given Anaheim a 2-0 lead late in the opening frame.
Another phenomenal goal by the Anaheim Ducks. How about that vision from Ratko Gudas? He could have easily just found that lane to the net and got it there. He opts to find the near side dead spot. Frank Vetrano was there to one touch it home. The good guys are on top, 2-0.
2-0 after the first period. Not only that, Emmer, but 17 shots on goal by the Ducks in the first period. Only 7 for Boston.
Probably the best pass I've ever seen Ratko Gudas make. I mean, it was just that spectacular. We're just so used to him collecting those pucks and getting it through. And so a lot like Jackson Lacombe passing it back to Trevor Zegras there on the first goal. I thought that Ratko Gudas was just going to find a lane of the net and get it there. But great vision. I think he fooled everyone, including myself, in a great tap-in from Frank Vetrano there on the near side backdoor dead spot.
So as I said, a 2-0 game after the first period. The second period, the tides changed quite a bit, and the Bruins had a lot of power play chances. Their goal coming on the power play by Elias Lindholm. He would get that goal during the 5-on-3, 9:08 into the period.
Here's Lauri. Front of the net, centers it, a shot, Gibson couldn't hang on to it, and the puck flies by him. Oh, that was a tough one to stop, and it looks like Marchand's going to get credit for the goal, and the Bruins are right back in this game, trailing Anaheim 2-1.
Marchand was at the net front on that one, but the puck was already in the net. That's why it would be Elias Lindholm's goal there, Emmer, but that one, you made you a little nervous at that point in the game because of all the penalties that the Ducks took. And I wanted to point out something, too. You talked about how the fourth line didn't have a ton of minutes. You look at that, some of those penalties, Brett Leeson, Ross Johnston, maybe a little bit of correlation there why they didn't get those minutes in the end.
I think that was a huge reason why that maybe their ice time decreased from those moments on. So good point. Could have said it better myself.
2-1 game after two periods. The third period had all the action in that one. And we want to highlight Lukáš Dostál's split glove save that he made with a little over 4.5 minutes into the period.
Killorn will go off on a change along with Leo Carlson. Boston back the other way. A drive! Oh! And Dostal did the splits and made a nice save there on a rocket of a hockey shot.
Pavel Zacha just blazing with speed here on the near side in the neutral zone, and it was a nifty backhand sauce pass right in the wheelhouse of Morgan Geeky, who unleashes a howitzer and a beauty of a glove save by the Dostal.
Now, we want to highlight that glove save because after that, Morgan Geeky gets a goal. It's immediately called off. Goaltender interference. The Bruins challenge. It gets overturned. There's beer cans on the ice. It's chaos in the third period.
I'm still not happy about it. Even though the good guys came out on top, great news there. It's just one that at least I'm going to be looking at over and over for the next little stretch here. So, still questioning the whole sequence. How was that not deemed goaltender interference? But once again, the killer instinct for the Anaheim Ducks prevails.
And you have to question it a little bit, too, in the sense of it was initially called that way. So the call on the ice, those are hard to overturn. So what the referee saw looked like goaltender interference. Leading up to the play, there was a lot of pushing and shoving between Lindholm and Dostal in the net. And mind you, I also forgot to mention Dostal came in the third period in relief for John Gibson, who left the game, did not return. So it's hard to come into a game, be in this high atmosphere, this loud atmosphere here at TD Garden. But the Ducks then go to overtime, 2-2 game. It's Leo Carlson, fresh off the Four Nations faceoff, who gets the game winner.
Leo Carlson starts up the ice. The feed right wing, Terry back to Leo. gliding through center. Carlson to Terry. Moving side of the net. A shot. Save. Rebound. Score! The Ducks win the game in overtime on Leo Carlson's goal.
Leo Carlson stays with it. There was traffic in and around the blue paint. Jeremy Swayman looked like he was down and out, and Leo Carlson puts all of his might into that shot, buries it, a big-time goal in the game winner in overtime.
Leo Carlson, I mean, it felt like the Ducks deserved that.
Yeah, and look, he didn't get a ton of ice time there at the Four Nations tournament, of course. And that's surprising, right, because of the struggles of Team Sweden there. You think that they would really push their top young superstar a little bit more than they did, but he showed well in his limited ice time there. And, I mean, what a way to learn from his experiences. I thought he was great, right? He was skating well. He was wanting the puck. He got an assist earlier. And I thought he had a marvelous game. Same with his line mate, Trevor Zegras, there. I thought Alex Killorn did a phenomenal job with a couple of back checks, and just his backup game was on point. So, look, the top guys and the guys who are relied upon each and every game to produce really went out there tonight and got it done. And that's huge. First game of this tough road trip after a long break. We got the chance to speak to head coach Greg Cronin there earlier, and I asked him, hey, is it better to play in the tournament and carry it right in the next day or two, or take that break? And, hey, he just says it is what it is, and that's how they played, right? It is what it is. We've been on a long break, minus Leo Carlson, of course, and they left it all out on the ice tonight.
Two-point night for Leo Carlson, two-point night for Jackson Lacombe as well. Let's take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to wrap up the post-game show. We have a couple messages I want to make sure we get to, and then we'll be off to Detroit.
Hey, everyone. Adnan Verk here to talk about our great podcast, NHL Unscripted, with Verk and Demers.
Jason Demers here. After playing 700 NHL games, it turns out I have an opinion or two.
Whoever's saying trade one of them, you don't know anything about hockey.
I'm on the bandwagon. I'm rooting for this team.
With new guests every week, we will talk about hockey and more.
Can't wait till you watch the movie, because it's the biggest award of her career.
He went into the cheetah exhibit, and the cheetah took a piece out of him, and he came into the ring the next day.
Tune in to NHL Unscripted with Verk and Demers on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
In this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Your SoCal Honda dealers are here to lend helpful hands. Our helpful hands are here for support all around the community and at our dealerships. Save thousands on Honda hybrids with 2.9% financing. Award-winning Honda hybrids, Accord, Civics, and CRVs. With hybrids, the battery charges as you drive, like the 2025 Honda Accord Hybrid Sport or Touring model. Now with low 2.9% APR financing. To experience helpful hands, search your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Financing on credit approval. Offer ends 3/3/25.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Since 1894, Arrowhead Brand 100% Mountain Spring Water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring Water. Nothing else.
We're back with the post-game show. A Ducks win on the road in Boston, 3-2 over the Bruins. Some other stats for you in this game. The Ducks were outshot in this one, 29-30, despite the hot start that they had. They did struggle in faceoffs tonight. The Bruins outhit them as well, 25-16. And the power play was not able to score, but some good looks from Trevor Zegras as the quarterback.
Yeah, I thought he looked great there. As you just mentioned, quarterback in the first unit. Look, there was no errors, right? Trying to make plays to both the far side and the near side flanks. I just felt like they were quicker on the passing plays, right? Just getting open for one another a lot quicker and just quicker passes. So I think big things to come for this Ducks power play with Trevor Zegras as the QB on that PP1.
I don't see that changing as we look into the next couple games because it does look like it's been working for the team. Let's get over to the text line now. We don't have too much time with this post-game show. As we mentioned, we have to wrap up things early so we can get on the plane and head to Detroit, but we want to make sure to include some of your thoughts on this game. Vic in San Diego, sometimes when you call karma, she picks up and rewards you. There's plenty to clean up, but we survived. Let's carry this into tomorrow. Happy flight.
Yeah, hockey karma or the hockey gods, as I frequently refer to. And, yeah, you just get rewarded, and you'd like to see probably a little bit more class from this fan base here, the Boston Bruins. I know it was only a select few, right? Others were being respectful, professional, and having fun. But, yeah, when those beers started to be thrown from the upper deck, I mean, that's dangerous, right? And any fan can get hurt if it indeed hits one fan in particular. So, look, it's just it's good that the Anaheim Ducks stuck with it. They battled some tough times there late, but they stuck with it, and it's all about that killer instinct.
Mm-hmm. That killer instinct has been so important for this team in the more recent hockey that they've been playing. Another text here, Daniel from Corona. What an awful overturn of the goalie interference, but the puck doesn't lie. Four in a row for the good guys, and love to see Leo winning some games for us lately. My guy is heating up. Daniel, a big Leo Carlson fan. Who's not a fan of Leo Carlson? He is a wonderful person on and off the ice. So.
Yeah, and speaking of that message, it just seems like the Anaheim Ducks team, they know that they have a target on their back. They know everyone league-wise is starting to respect this Anaheim Ducks team. And look, the Boston Bruins, they showed some very strong spurts in this game. It's a testament to the Anaheim Ducks and their back-checking. Look, it seems as if when the pressure is supposed to get bigger and bigger, they subside it and stick with their game. I thought their compete level was great, winning a ton of 50-50 puck battles. Their back-checking and back-tracking was phenomenal. And just how about their finishing ability over this last stretch of eight games, 7-1 in their last eight, and the finishing ability has been really spectacular.
Can we talk about for a second in the overtime off that? I believe it was Trevor Zegras, his shot in overtime. Was it him? And then Frank came into the net to Jeremy Swayman, and they pushed and shoved a little bit. There was a little bit of attitude there. I don't know. It was a funny moment, I suppose. But you could see Frank was not having any of it.
Yeah, and Frank does a great job of letting them know without going too far across the line, right? So he's got that happy meeting him, and a job well done. I think that played a factor till the very end.
One more message, then we're going to have to head out. From Tony Emerson, great call tonight. Beating the Bruins in their own barn means everything. Best win of the season. Tony likes beating the Bruins.
Oh, I appreciate the kind words, Tony. And look, this is, the Bruins fans, they just, we got under their skin, right? We really did. The good guys were just able to really get under this Boston Bruins faithful's skin here at TD Garden. So good to see. It's so good to see the Anaheim Ducks just stick with the game plan, right?
Yep.
And as we just talked about Frank Vetrano, not looking into the noise and all the distractions, they stuck with the game plan. They knew what they had to do in order to come out the 2 points, and what a finish from Leo Carlson.
talking about getting under the skin, it sounds like Bruins Twitter was not very happy, according to Tony's message as well. A few more points from him. Good point on the Vetrano goal from Gudas. The hockey gods rewarding forechecking on that play. All five guys were hustling. And his final mention here, Dostal typically shuts down the Red Wings, but please keep us up to date on Gibby. Yes, we wish him all the best. Looked like he was a bit shaken up after the second period, obviously why he did not return into this game. Hopefully we'll have more on that tomorrow, but he's going to need some rest. I mean, this is a bit of a travel schedule. It's not an easy travel schedule, and with a back-to-back, but all the best to Gibby.
Yeah, hopefully he comes back strong. We're all praying for him and sending him strength. And how about this? And I want to send my final quack in regards to Tony's message. We got a great partnership with McDonald's, right? So why don't we send those disgruntled Twitter Boston Bruin fans some Whamburgers and some French fries for that nonsense there on Twitter. That's my final quack.
I cannot follow up a final quack to that because that was fantastic, Emerson.
Okay, just take mine.
I'll second it, and looking for a good game in Detroit tomorrow. Excited to get over to Little Caesars. Always fun when you're in hockey town. Looking forward to that game. But if you want to stick around, you can listen to the replay of this one because it was an exciting one filled with a lot of action. You can after the break. Otherwise, for Emerson Edom, I'm Alexis Downey here at TD Garden in Boston, Massachusetts. The final score, 3-2. Your Anaheim Ducks, 4 wins in a row coming out of the Four Nations face-off break. They're keeping it rolling, and they have one more tomorrow. You can join us as we will be in Detroit, Michigan, as they're taking on the Red Wings. We'll have puck drop. It's an early one. It's a 6 o'clock Eastern time, so 3 o'clock West Coast time. We'll be on air at 2:30. Make sure to join us then. Like I said, Alexis Downey here, Emerson Edom here as well. Thank you, as always, for listening to the Duckstream post-game show powered by TuneIn, and have a great night.